This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Okay, have at it. Yeah, Dwight played great. You know, he hadn't had a chance to play all year, and except for maybe the Georgia game, and where he played substantial minutes, and he was great. I thought he was as good as anybody we had today in the time that he got. Terrific, great attitude, and he was ready when his number was called. Yeah, you guys can tell it. He looks a lot more athletic than he did, 2 months ago. So hopefully we're going to see that player moving forward.
How much is there a correlation between his offensive where he gets a block, then all of a sudden he's extra springy finishing the offensive end?
Well, Dwight, I think that there is a correlation, but I think that he would still be springy on the offensive end regardless if he guarded anybody, because that's what he does. But I think you can tell he just has more balance. His facial expressions are different. I think he feels better about his body and his himself, because he hasn't felt good in a while. I mean, as far as, you know, you think about it, it's been about 16 months since he was able to move the way that he's moving right now. So I'm real happy for him.
Bills today all about all business. Just come out.
Our energy level was really good early. I thought we played really well early. And then it went away, and I thought the first half we really played really good 15 minutes, and I thought they played a great 5 minutes, and then the second half we kind of traded baskets the whole time. I thought there were numerous times where we had numbers or a late. Josh had two or three layups, and Frank that didn't go down in transition, which led to a dunk on the other end. So, you know, those are 4-point swings I thought we probably played better than what the score indicated there in the second half, but it was pretty workmanlike. It was a nice win, but certainly I don't think that either team played with unbelievable energy. But I thought both teams played hard.
What did you tell your team about, even though they had business with the Big 12, about not playing lethargically today?
Well, I thought today would be the hardest game that we've had this year as far as our energy level. Not being a knock. These guys have been on such a emotional roller coaster for a couple of months, and you just think sooner or later they're going to crash. And we talked about that, and they came out, and they didn't crash, but they had just enough juice to get to the finish line. But we talked about not being lethargic, but the reality of it is I wasn't going to be too upset if we were a little lethargic.
We wanted them to play free, a little too carefree maybe with the ball.
Something. You know what? I thought so, but we had 5 turnovers at halftime. You know, with this team, you know, if you have 11 turnovers, you think you handled it like Princeton did back in the glory days. I mean, I think that we were too careless. I mean, having cross-court passes that led to layups for them when we got numbers our way. I mean, there were some uncharacteristic plays. Frank made a terrible play late. Josh, what was he thinking on that last play? I mean, there were some bad plays, but more good than bad. You know, we really didn't even talk about that much. Afterwards, we said, you know, congratulations, don't have to share. So, I mean, it's nice, without question. I think the euphoria of winning the league, I think, took place on Wednesday. I don't think it was today. Although it's still nice not to share.
Bill,
he did talk to our guys. I asked Bill if he led the league in assist ever, and 20 minutes later, he was talking to our guys still. So, you know, it's pretty funny. One coach said after he visited, said, okay, let's stretch again. And another coach said, okay, scout report, which means he took all the time that we were going to practice. But in all honesty, his message was very good, and I think our guys really enjoyed it. I thought he gave a great message to our guys.
Bill, what's it going to take for somebody else to win the Big
12
in your lifetime?
Oh, it's going to happen. Yeah, it is. We've had good players, and we've been so fortunate, injury wise, things like that. That, you know, a lot of programs have setbacks, and the setbacks we had, like Udoka this year, is a big setback, but we had enough guys in place that could kind of fill the gap. But I hope we can extend it as long as we possibly can. But the league's so good. You know, we've got a lot of breaks, and, and uh, you know, there'll be a time where those breaks don't go our way and somebody else will get them all. But certainly, I hope we can delay it as long as we can.
All right,
is that it?
Can we ask you about Jared?
Yeah.
Bring up the best from Jared Allen.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if, you know, we should be the one that's mad at him since he picked Texas over us. He shouldn't be mad at us. We didn't do anything. But I think he's great. You know, I thought when we recruited him that he would be a great player. And then when we saw him early in the season, I thought he's going to be a really good player by the end of the year. But I think since we got into league, I think, you know, he's played, I don't know, I'm not predicting what's going to happen, but you know, whenever he comes out, I mean, this kid's a lottery pick. I mean, and he's got huge hands and he's got touch. I love his game, and I know other people do as well.
Any better against him today than I know?
Well, he didn't get 22 and 19. He only got 21 and 10, 11, or 20 and 11. So, yeah, I guess we were a little bit better. You know, I actually thought Josh did a good job. I thought Josh did a good job on him. But, he's, you know, he's, if he can turn to that left shoulder, you know, it's pretty much money. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great for Tyler. And, of course, you know, this place means a lot to Tyler for different reasons because this is all he knows. This is what he's grown up on. And even though he's been here for 5 years, he's really not been here for 5 years. He's been here for, you know, 17 years or whatever as part of it. And then Landon, you know, the way he's grown. And then, of course, Frank, to come from where he has to where he is now. It'll be a fun night. I think it'll be one of the best senior nights that we've ever had, and we've had some great ones. But I think there'll be a lot of emotion in the building.
You mentioned the championship, the excitement about that was earlier.
Yeah.
How do you get your guys to avoid the letdown here on this trip?
How did we get them to? I think, you know, we've had a lot going on, and we just challenge our guys that you know, this is when, you know, what separates, you know, good teams from really good teams or really good teams from great teams. And what separates good players from really good players is you know, basically kind of rallying around each other and doing it at a time where maybe it would be easy to kind of, you know, like I got on Frank and Devontae. I said, hey, you know, this is all on you today. And I just think they responded. I also think they like to play, and they like playing with each other. But there wasn't the same zip that we normally have. But I do think that we didn't play poorly. I thought we executed pretty good, except on, you know, just a few transition possessions. All right, guys. Thank you.